That's
Hillary!
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 Take the pledge!
Take the pledge!
Greenpeace activists called out Hillary Clinton at an Upper West Side fundraiser Wednesday evening.
We think that she shouldn't take money from the fossil fuel industry, take donations from the fossil fuel industry.
Nick Duffy from Manhattan stands with other activists who hold red, white, and blue signs which read, "Democracy is not for sale."
The main issue that we're discussing here is campaign finances based on money from those groups that have vested interests in maintaining those industries, which we think are unsustainable.
Ken Burke is the campaign coordinator for Greenpeace USA NYC. He's holding a banner in the wind.
This was made by one of the people that we're out here with.
And it says, Hillary?
Hillary, will you come out and talk to the people you are fighting for, which is basically her campaign slogan that she's fighting for people of color, for minorities, for women, the 99% basically. And we feel that she's here today at one of the richest addresses in America, the Dakota. And we wanted to come outside. We're part of a coalition of 200 different organizations, environmental groups like our own, social justice groups, workers unions, 200 organizations nationwide banding together. And our request of her today would be for her to take a pledge that she's not going to take fossil fuel money in her campaign anymore, moving forward.
Do you have any idea of the extent of this?
How much she has taken already?
Yeah.
Well, she's been quoted as saying that she's only taken $150,000 from the fossil fuel industry. But the truth of the matter is that you can't really tell, because some of these organizations, these corporations, give in the form of super PACs where you do not have to disclose the amount or who it's going to. I can't honestly tell you how much money she's taken.
An analysis by the Huffington Post found that nearly all lobbyist bundling contributions for Clinton's campaign have at one time or another worked for the fossil fuel industry. Among them, current or former lobbyists for Chevron and TransCanada, which wanted to build the Keystone XL pipeline. And even though it's not directly affiliated with the campaign, millions of dollars have been donated to the Clinton Foundation from oil companies. As well, according to factcheck.org, Clinton owns shares of a mutual fund that invests in oil and gas companies.
What really irks me, and I think irks the left, especially all the activists in New York, is that she's running on this populist campaign when she's really not a true populist.
Political performance artist Marnie Halassa.
The fact of the matter is, as all of us know, we all know, we follow her, so we study her, so we know that she's not a populist. So for her to say that, like, I just can't help myself. I mean, I get a lot of flack from my friends and family that are like, why are you protesting against Hillary? Protest against Trump? Which, of course, I do. But at the same time, I can't help myself. I have to go out because if she's that disingenuous, I feel like it's my duty as a citizen of the United States to express that so the public really knows what's going on.
Do you guys think that protesting is really, like, the best way to fix it? Isn't it better to be out there campaigning for Bernie instead of yelling in the streets that Hillary doesn't care about people and that she's being bought by the companies?
Leo is a young student at Hunter.
I think Bernie's great, and I think Hillary is too, because, I mean, I think she gets a bad rap. Like, as Secretary of State, my mom worked for her, and she made some mistakes, sure, but she did a lot of good things. She definitely kept America safe, and as Senator, she advocated for a lot of things that I agree with. Whether it was climate change, whether it was foreign policy, or whether it was getting more jobs and helping the recession.
But you say that you're for Bernie.
Yeah, I am.
Why is that?
Well, I think that Bernie Sanders cares a lot about people, and I feel like he's really the person that can take our country into a new century. He understands what people care about. I think Hillary is a really good candidate too, but I'm for Bernie because of how much I think that he really understands and cares about the American voters.
Jill Paith with Greenpeace says what's important is to get big money out of politics and to protect and preserve democracy.
We need the voices of the people to be much louder compared to the big corporations, who right now have louder voices than we do because they can afford to spend lots of money on elections.
What would you like to see different in the Clinton campaign?
I think if Clinton wants to reach younger voters and millennials, I think what she needs to do is refuse to accept future contributions from fossil fuel interests. I think that way she'll help earn our trust, because we'll know that she won't be under the influence of the fossil fuel industry, like natural gas and coal and oil.
Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, who is in Manhattan today, doesn't accept any fossil fuel money. The Republican candidates have not responded yet to the request to sign the pledge, but some congressional candidates have signed on. You can learn more by going to greenpeace.org and search the hashtag FixDemocracy online. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Take the pledge!
Take the pledge!
Take the pledge!
Take the pledge!
That's all I got.